This is Decision Support Tool for NHS Continuing Healthcare by the Department of Health. It's dated November 2012, but this is a revised edition.
Page 2.
Page 2 has some technical document details on it. This is a grid that says the document purpose is policy. The gateway reference is 18416. The title is Decision Support Tool for NHS Continuing Healthcare November 2012 Revised. Author is DH. Publication date 28th November 2012. Target audience is PCT Cluster CEs, NHS Trust CEs, SHA Cluster CEs, Care Trust CEs, Foundation Trust CEs, Medical Directors, Directors of Nursing, Local Authority CEs, Directors of Audit SSs, PCT Cluster Chairs, NHS Trust Board Chairs, Special HA CEs, Directors of Finance, GPs, Emergency Care Leads, Clinical Commissioning Groups, and NHS Commissioning Board. The circulation list is Communications Leads. Description. The purpose of the Decision Support Tool is to support the application of the National Framework for NHS Continuing Healthcare and inform consistent decision-making. It should be used in conjunction with the guidance in the National Framework for NHS Continuing Healthcare. Cross-reference. National Framework for NHS Continuing Healthcare and NHS-funded Nursing Care November 2012 Revised, NHS Continuing Healthcare Checklist November 2012 Revised, and Fast Track Pathway Tool for NHS Continuing Healthcare November 2012 Revised. Superseded documents are the Decision Support Tool for NHS Continuing Healthcare July 2009. Action required. Well, this is the Decision Support Tool for NHS Continuing Healthcare to be used from the 1st of April 2013. Timing for implementation from the 1st of April 2013. Contact details is the NHS Continuing Healthcare Policy Team, Quarry House, Quarry Hill in Leeds, LS27UE. On the web at www.dh.gov.uk/health/2012/11, that's double digit one, /continuing-healthcare-revisions/.
Page 3.
Page 3 has been left intentionally blank.
Page 4.
There's a table of contents on page 4, and it says the executive summary starts on page 5, the summary itself starts on page 6, user notes is on page 8, and key principles also on page 8, and process starts on page 9, establishing a primary health need on page 14, and the decision support tool itself starts on page 17.
Page 5.
The executive summary. We've developed the Decision Support Tool, the DST, to support practitioners in the application of the National Framework for NHS Continuing Healthcare and NHS-funded nursing care. Now, note, we've tried to make this document as clear and accessible as possible for people having assessments for NHS Continuing Healthcare and their families and carers. Because of the nature of NHS Continuing Healthcare and this document, some words are used that may not be immediately understandable to someone who's not professionally trained. The person using the DST should make sure that individuals and carers or representatives, where consent is given, understand and agree to what has been written. If necessary, advocacy support may be needed. Now, all these tools are available electronically as Word documents, and pages or boxes can be expanded as necessary. It's important to note that these are national tools, and the content should not be changed, added to, or abbreviated in any way. However, CCGs may attach their logo and additional patient identification details if necessary, for example, adding NHS number, etc.
Page 6.
Now, summary. 1. The purpose of the Decision Support Tool, the DST, is to support the application of the National Framework and inform consistent decision-making. 2. The DST should be used in conjunction with the guidance in the National Framework for NHS Continuing Healthcare. Three, CCGs and the NHS Commissioning Board, the board, will assume responsibilities for NHS CHC from the 1st of April 2013. Four, the board will assume commissioning responsibilities for some specified groups of people, for example, prisoners and military personnel. It therefore follows that the board will have statutory responsibility for commissioning NHS CHC, where necessary, for those groups for whom it has commissioning responsibility. This will include case coordination, arranging completion of the decision support tool, decision making, arranging appropriate care packages, providing or ensuring the provision of case management support and monitoring, and reviewing the needs of individuals. It will also include reviewing decisions with regards to eligibility where an individual wishes to challenge that decision. 5. Where an application is made for a review of a decision made by the board, it must ensure that in organising a review of that decision, it makes appropriate arrangements to do so, so as to avoid any conflict of interest. 6. Throughout the decision support tool, where a CCG is referred to, the responsibilities will also apply to the board in these limited circumstances. 7. The DST should be completed by a multidisciplinary team following a comprehensive multidisciplinary assessment of an individual's health and social care needs and their desired outcomes. The DST is not an assessment in itself. 8. The consent of the individual who's the subject of the DST must be obtained before the assessment is carried out, and they should be given a full opportunity to participate in the completion of the DST. The individual should be given the opportunity to be supported or represented by a carer or advocate if they so wish. 9. The DST asks multidisciplinary teams, MDTs, to set out the individual's needs in relation to 12 care domains. Each domain is broken down into a number of levels, each of which is carefully described. For each domain, MDTs are asked to identify which level description most closely matches the individual's needs. 10. MDTs are then asked to make a recommendation as to whether the individual should be entitled to NHS continuing healthcare. This should take into account the range and levels of need recorded in the DST and what this tells them about whether the individual has a primary health need. This should include consideration of the nature, intensity, complexity, or unpredictability of the individual's needs. Each of these characteristics may, in combination or alone, demonstrate a primary health need because of the quality and or quantity of care required to meet the individual's needs. 11. All sections of the DST must be completed. And 12. This is a summary. It's very important that the guidance notes are read in full and that those completing DSTs have an understanding of the national framework for NHS continuing healthcare and NHS funded nursing care.
Page 7.
Page 7 has been left intentionally blank.
Page 8.
User notes. Key principles. Number one, this decision support tool, DST, should support the application of the national framework and inform consistent decision-making in line with the primary health need approach. The DST should be used in conjunction with the guidance on the national framework. Practitioners should ensure that they're familiar with the guidance before beginning to use the DST. An individual will be eligible for NHS continuing healthcare where it can be said that they have a primary health need. The decision as to whether a person has a primary health need takes into account the legal limits of local authority or LA provision. Using the decision support tool correctly should ensure that all needs and circumstances that might affect an individual's eligibility are taken into account in making this decision. 2. The decision support tool should be used following a comprehensive multidisciplinary assessment of an individual's health and social care needs and their desired outcomes. Where a multidisciplinary assessment has been recently completed, this may be used, but care should be taken to ensure that this remains an accurate reflection of current need. The tool is a way of bringing assessment information together and applying evidence in a single practical format to facilitate consistent evidence-based decision-making on NHS continuing health care eligibility. 3. The multidisciplinary assessment of needs should be in a format